Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cavehill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Greetings. I am Claudette Levi Farnham, MA History graduate of the University of the West Indies at Cavehill Campus, celebrating 60 years of existence in 2023. Hike in taxes on imports and exports. On this day, September 19th in the year 1840, the Barbadian highlighted the passage of the Bill of Ways and Means, which passed the House of Assembly. In the words of the report, quote, "A bill for the raising of ways and means passed unanimously, by which an additional tax is placed on all goods imported into the island," end quote. The significance of this bill was to raise income so government expenses may be met. Within the details of the bill, a great number of categories of imported articles were taxed under this act, with a few exceptions which can be covered under luxury goods. A wide range of food items across people groups were mostly taxed without consideration of use by socioeconomic status, and included bread, biscuits, bacon, salt, lard, butter, cheese, coffee, coconuts, Indian corn, flour, meal, hams, pork, beans, oats, barley, malt liquor, cider, beer, and fish, whether pickled, wet, or dried, that is, except salmon. Other necessary household items like candles, wax, soap, and wood were also taxed. Building materials included bricks, lumber, shingles, stone, marble, and paving squares. Supplies like clothing, wares, china, plantation merchandise, and hay, etc., were also taxed. Goods of all descriptions were to be taxed under this act. Notably, like salmon, there were some other exceptions to the duties imposed by the act. Wines, spirits, tobacco, bullion and coin, fruit, vegetables, cotton, wool, hay, straw, diamonds, fresh fish, and fresh meat. Also, horses, cattle, beast of burden, sheep, books, paper, and goods for use by the British military were all exempted. Therefore, it would appear that the greater burden of taxation was placed on the necessary goods consumed by the poor of the island. Nonetheless, according to the report, and I quote, "This measure has caused a great stir amongst the mercantile body, who take a very different view of the operation of the bill, as far, at least, as regards the taxes on imported goods," end quote. Taxation on imported goods of sugar, molasses, ginger, aloes, and arrowroot, as passed by the Assembly, met the approval of the mercantile community. However, the disagreement of the merchants with the tenants of the bill resulted in the chairman of Commercial Hall calling a meeting at the request of many reputable businesses. This was on the heels of another meeting which was held 7 months earlier, where in discussing the coming bill, the forecast was made that the taxes would not fall on the consumer, but rather showing that only the importer would be affected. Therefore, it can be concluded that protectionism, resulting in this preconceived mindset, skewed the reality of the terms and conditions of the bill.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cavehill Campus.